BerkshireStyle.com's mission is to seek out and celebrate the richness, vitality, and diversity of resources we have on our doorstep. If you have a passion for refined simplicity, regional charm, and good taste, you're in the right place. After all, what's life without style? BerkshireStyle.com.
Happy February. I'm Tony Tucker of Berkshire Style. This month is a time for cold weather and warm hearts. This Saturday, February 12th, Hudson invites everyone to grab the hand of a loved one and take part in the second Saturday Hudson Gallery Crawl to enjoy the culture and community of Hudson while exploring galleries, shops, and restaurants. We have the story. We hope you're staying safe and happy. We have some suggestions for you, both live and virtual this week. Wharton's Awakeners, Library Conversations. This is virtual. Join the Mount's Director of Interpretation and its librarian for a thought-provoking exploration of Edith Wharton's personal library, focusing on the authors that inspired her. From her childhood books on Greek mythology and Dante to well-worn volumes of Shakespeare and Emerson, these are the authors that she called the Great Awakeners. The talk will look at what the books say about Wharton's intellectual development and how they continue to influence her throughout her career. The Machine, a Floydian Experience. This is in person. America's top Pink Floyd show has forged a 30-year reputation of excellence, extending the legacy of Pink Floyd while creating another legacy all their own. Over the years, The Machine has touched the hearts and souls of many, selling out theaters, rock clubs, and casinos across the world, and appearing at renowned music festivals. The band focuses on making every show an authentic Floydian experience, with their extensive repertoire, highly theatrical elements, and elaborate stage displays at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield. Chester Theater Company, The Legacy of Sidney Poitier. This is virtual. A talkback celebrating the legacy of Sidney Poitier with a discussion of his iconic performance as Walter Lee Younger in the 1961 film version of the classic play, A Raisin in the Sun. Poitier starred in the Broadway production and then reprised his role on film, putting a national spotlight on his remarkable talent and presence. The discussion will be led by a CTC board member and Smith College professor, and the producing artistic director. CTC provides directions to view the film in advance. Now, these are happening next week, so you want to lock in your Valentine's plans. Cooking with Robert Arbor of Le Gamin, Cook to Impress. This is virtual. Join Arbor, chef and owner of Sharon's Le Gamin, as he cooks a tasty Valentine's menu of chicken fricassee and oven-roasted potatoes. In addition to owning many restaurants, he also co-authored the book Joie de Vivre, Simply French Style for Everyday Living. Le Gamin Cafe was just named one of the 25 best new restaurants by Connecticut Magazine. Learn how to make this wonderful creamy chicken stew for your Valentine as Robert talks you through the recipe and tells of his journey from France to New York City and finally to Sharon. Valentine Cabaret and Tea, Love Me or Leave Me. This is also in person. Enjoy a fun musical afternoon at Benford Hall with Sherry James Buxton, accompanied by Bob Shepard on the beautiful Rosewood 6-foot Steinway, recently returned from the Morgan family to the museum. Buxton and Shepard will take the audience through a variety of relationships, including first love, family, friends, and finding that special someone. Performing a variety of songs from the Great American Songbook, Broadway, and Cabaret, their heartfelt music will have you laughing, crying, and feeling good. The program will be followed by tea, Gilded Age style, at Medford Hall in Lenox. Check out our website for contact information. You can learn more about these events by clicking on This Week on the homepage of Berkshire Style. Our events page is up to date, so please check it out. Our favorite thing. The changing climate is a matter of concern for all of us, and there is a growing sense of despair for some that individual efforts are of little avail. Jonathan Safran Foer, author of We Are the Weather, Saving the Planet Begins at Breakfast, thinks he has part of the answer. He will speak at the Salisbury Forum. Out on a limb, aging out. A couple of decades ago, Catherine found herself aging out of modern music, even in genres she previously enjoyed. Indeed, she started to wander back to classics from her own youth. And now, like her mother before her, she has crossed the bar. Because there are young people in her house, she gets to hear what they are playing, but prefers, desperately, in some instances, not to. Berkshire Kitchen, ahi poke, is the Hawaiian word meaning to slice or cut crosswise into pieces. At its most basic, poke is diced raw fish and vegetables served over sticky rice. Its flavors have a definite Japanese influence. Jane will celebrate the Chinese New Year, the Year of the Tiger, by serving poke. Country Homes, Cornwall Castle, is a storybook-like residence complete with turrets, whimsical gargoyles, and griffins, rolling meadows, babbling brooks, ponds, and five waterfalls. On more than 270 acres, the chateau was a fairy tale vision. Beautifully restored and renovated, old world charm is combined with modern comforts, perfect for today's contemporary living and lavish entertaining. Inner elegance, how will you live in this new year? Will it be a new dawn or more of the same? People of all ages are now challenging the status quo with research, showing the biggest regret of the dying is not to have had the courage to live a life true to themselves. It's not a minute too soon to reevaluate what we are all doing here. Behind the page, it is the new year and every interest group to which I belong encourages me to make a list of resolutions, things I hope to accomplish in 2022. This has always proven an anathema to me as I've never been driven by high aspirations. My musings. Our site is up, live and lively, online and on your phone, waiting for your visit. We're an online magazine and resource here to help you find your way around the greater Berkshire area. If you stay home in the cold, please spend some time on our website. Have an amazing week and a fantastic February. All of us at Berkshire Style wish you a glorious month.
BerkshireStyle.com's mission is to seek out and celebrate the richness, vitality, and diversity of resources we have on our doorstep. If you have a passion for refined simplicity, regional charm, and good taste, you're in the right place. After all, what's life without style? BerkshireStyle.com.